Hello. Wow, what a great weekend. My name is Andy. I'm the new director up at Kidder Creek, and so I bring greetings from the rest of our staff up in the Northwoods, and so thank you, starting off, for your support, for your prayers, and for your energy. I just want to see, raise a hands, how many of you have been to Kidder Creek before? Okay, so a good amount. All right, that's great. Well, the rest of you, you are invited, and I'll talk a little bit about Fall Fest later on, but it's a great way for you to come up and see Kidder Creek and experience it. So please come up. We'd love for you. I talked to somebody this morning already. They said, you know, when I came up and I got to see the camp, it just helped me. I'd been praying for Kidder Creek for so long, but it was great to get up there and see what I was praying for and meet some of the staff. And so please come up sometime. So I'm getting ready to have my family and I, we're getting ready to have our one-year anniversary of time at Mount Hermon. And so I just wanted to share a little bit. That's my family there. So we have my wife, Emily, and then our five children. My wife's in the back there holding our youngest, Ridge. He's 9 months. And so 10, Lily, Claire is 8, River is 5, Bodie is 3, and Ridge is just almost 9 months now. And so we're excited to be a part of the family here at Mount Hermon, and especially excited to be up at Kidder Creek. Kidder Creek is really a culmination of so many of my dreams from when I was young. I'm a third-generation camp director now. My grandpa helped to start some camps down in Brazil, and my dad was involved in some camps up in New York and then in Spain. And then now I'm a third-generation camp kid. And so I started off working at a ranch, and I thought for sure that I was going to be a cowboy. And my dad said, you know, why don't you finish college? And I said, okay, that's a good idea. So I went off to college and gave up the cowboy dream for a little while. While in college, I started river guiding. And I loved the river, and I said, yeah, this is now what I want to do. I want to make a difference in people's lives by taking them down the river. And so was involved at a camp where I was guiding on the river. Well, I was married at that time, and we had our first child, and river guides don't make a great amount of money. And so I gave up that dream momentarily as well and started working at a camp in Wisconsin where I was started off as the recreation manager and then moved up to the program director and then the camp director there at a camp called Lake Geneva Youth Camp. And I loved that. It was the next part of the dream. Well, in 2007, this girl, Heather, worked at Kidder Creek. And she then came down here and was an intern at Mount Hermon. And then she came out and worked with me at Lake Geneva for a couple years. Well, one day in the office, we were just talking, and she said, have you ever heard of Kidder Creek? I said, no. And she said, well, you would just love to work there. If you ever had the chance, like, you should look for an opportunity. So this is about 6 years ago, 8 years ago, actually. And so sure enough, I looked up Kidder Creek. It looked awesome. You know, horses, rivers, mountains. Yeah, that looks great. And doing it all to bring kids one step closer to Jesus sounds awesome. Well, so, you know, kind of just put that on the shelf somewhere. A few years later, a girl, Liz, who is on summer staff with us up at Kidder Creek, ran into my wife at a camp conference in the bathroom. And a similar conversation happened where she said, oh, you guys would just love Kidder Creek. If a job ever opens up, I'll let you know about it. Well, a job opened up last fall, and Liz sent me an email saying, hey, the job's open. I told you I'd let you know if something opened up. And so sure enough, we applied, and God opened the door, and my family and I came out to Kidder Creek, and we are just loving it. So as you can see, some of the beauty that is up there in our area. We just are having a great time as a family. So we arrived last year on June 13th, and we jumped right into the middle of camp. Summer staff training was over. First week of Camp Hope was over, and we jumped right in. We got moved into our house, and we've been kind of hitting the ground running ever since. So as we're kind of learning, you know, like Mike said last night, the idea was the first year, let's just learn what's going on. I mean, this is Mount Hermon, this is Kidder Creek, there's so many people to meet and to get to know. And so a lot of time has just been focused on learning. What's going on? How do we do this? But we also didn't want to just be idle and just sit around and wait and learn. So we also said, all right, let's get going. And so my wife, they used to have an event up at camp called Apple Fest, and my wife said, let's bring it back. It's, you know, that would be such a great, fun family thing. And a big focus for us up at Kidder Creek, just in the setting that we're in, we want to be involved in our community. The camp was started by the people in the community, and we want to maintain that focus on serving in the community. And so my wife said, hey, let's do the Fall Fest. It'll be a great way to get people out to camp. And so we brought a committee of people together, and we said, okay, what's the biggest Fall Fest that we ever had in the past? And they said, about 150. So we said, okay, let's shoot for 300. That'd be a good, we'll double what we're doing. And so we started planning for 300, and we started putting the word out. The creative team did an awesome work, Facebook and posters, and just really helping us out, getting the word out. Well, the day is coming closer and closer, and we can see that we're going to have more than 300. And sure enough, we did. We ended up having about 1,100 people up at camp for Fall Festival. So it was a really fun day. We had apple picking. We had live music, pony rides, archery. The zip line was open. We had apple crisp, food. You know, we planned food for 300. I think we fed 600. So God just kept multiplying the food. And so we had a great day. And if you've never been to Kidder Creek, this would be a great day to come up. It's a lot of fun. You get to see what's going on at camp. And we're planning for 2,000 this year. So hopefully that doesn't... that doesn't backfire on us and we have 4,000 or something like. But if you're not busy and you're going to be there, we'd love some volunteers as well. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what's next at Kidder Creek. Many of you probably know we've been working on a master site plan up at Kidder Creek. And so we're still in the planning process, working with our county and various organizations before we submit our actual application. And so the county came back to us this last year and said, hey, we feel like you need to do a couple more studies before you submit your application, so that we really want to make sure that the application is as thorough as possible so that we can streamline the process as we go before the county and before our neighbors. And so a couple things that are going to be going on this summer, we have a biologist is going to be coming out and doing some studies at camp. We're going to have a traffic study on the road that goes into camp. The road goes right through a couple people's yards. It's a concern. We had that neighbor over at our house a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about camp, giving our neighbors an update on where we're at in the process. And she said, I support what you're doing. I love what you're doing. My kids came to camp up there, but I don't want 100 cars coming through my backyard every day. And so we want to be good neighbors. We want to expand because kids need camp, right? I mean, that's why so many of you are supporting this organization, is because you know that kids need camp. And so we want to be able to serve more kids at camp. And so part of our expansion is going to include a new dining facility. You can see a new pond. Number 3 on there is our current pond. And so you can see our new pond is going to be significantly larger. There's a picture of our current pond. So we want to also expand into the winter season, and so some winterized housing, winterized dining, and just more places. A lot. When we say we want to expand at Kidder Creek, we're pretty rustic, and so we don't have anything winterized besides the office right now. And so when we talk about expanding our beds, some of those beds are just a piece of dirt on the ground, and that's where the campers sleep. And it's true camp, and it's getting kids out into creation in a rustic way and having adventures with them. And so that's how we're moving forward with our master site plan. And we're hoping that the studies are going to be finished up by the end of this year, and we'll be able to submit our application to the county by year end or right around there. So join us in praying for that. Pray for our neighbors, that they would be supportive and continue to be supportive, and that we would have the support of the county and the community. So one of the other things that is next is one of the things that we talked about as a staff is we said, okay, we are doing some great stuff up here at Kidder Creek. It's awesome. High adventure camps, ranch camp, our wilderness camps. But what can we do to just make it better? And so that's kind of become our staff theme, is just make it better. Let's make it better. Instead of having a huge focus on making it bigger, let's focus on making it better. And so that's really where we've been spending a lot of our energy this year, is just in systems, in staff training, in preparation, in just making camp better. And so we've been working with Carrie Ann from Camp Hope, and we're excited to make Camp Hope better this year. We've been working with through our Timberline camps and just looking at little ways, games, updating our kitchen, just looking for ways to make it better. At ranch camp, continuing to look for horses that are going to be mild in nature and that are going to be able to, just give kids a great time. And so just looking for ways to make it better. That's been our mantra. Let's make it better. One of the programs that we didn't run last year and we're bringing back this year is our wilderness program. And that's 3 days of backpacking, a high ropes experience, wilderness rock climbing, and then 2 days down at the river. And so we're excited for that. That's a new program that we're bringing back. We're also starting a cowboy camp this year, which is a boys only cowboy camp at the end of the summer. And so just pray for that. And we're also adding a couple of parent and child and mother-daughter camps that we're excited about as well. And so looking forward to a great summer, the summer of making it better. Our summer camp theme this year comes from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. And this is going to be the driver for where we're going with campers this summer. So let me read those verses to you. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So our theme this year is masterpiece restored. God created us as his masterpiece. He said, he created us in his image. He breathed his life into us. And then he looked down and he said, it is good. But the fall kind of marred that. It broke that image. It broke that masterpiece. And so the masterpiece needed a restoration. And so then Jesus came and he gave his life for us on the cross. He died in our place for our sins so that we might be restored. And so then when we are restored, then we have the opportunity to now join Jesus in his mission of helping to restore other masterpieces, whether that's creation or other lives. And so our focus this summer is to really help kids to understand that you are God's masterpiece and he has a plan for you. He loves you. You were made in his image, and he wants you to join him in his work of helping to restore the world to a beautiful masterpiece that he made it to be. And so we're excited about our theme this summer. We think it's going to be really great. And with Camp Hope, it really just is a great tie-in with our Camp Hope. I know many of you are familiar with Camp Hope. We're excited about that program. And kids who are coming to us with brokenness, large amounts of brokenness and hurt, and just to be able to tell them, you have value, you matter, and you are a masterpiece. And so we're excited to just have a great summer talking to campers and just letting them know about how they are his masterpiece and they can be restored. I want to tell you a little story about a masterpiece that was restored. In 2007, Emily Chen, this is Emily, joined us at camp. And you say, 2007, that's 8 years ago. Don't you have a more current story of a life transformed? Well, the cool thing about this is that Emily Chen wrote me a letter, an email this fall, and just 8 years later, after her camp experience, she had no connection with camp since then. She wrote me a letter and just said, hey, I wanted to let you know that camp transformed my life. And so this is the letter that she wrote to us. She said, the Whitewater Wilderness Program at Kidder Creek was what introduced me to Christianity. I mean, really introduced me. I was submersed in a beautiful natural setting with the most phenomenal counselors I've ever had, and it was a completely transformative week. That week will forever have a special place in my heart. I am also now an avid backpacker and rock climber, and I know for sure that the experience contributed to my current love for the outdoors. And for that, I am immensely grateful because the outdoors mean so much to me. Being exposed to God's love and grace through the counselors was also extremely powerful and moving. I remember after our morning devos, when we reconvened as a group for discussion, I was sometimes moved to tears by what I heard and what I was learning about God. All in all, I wouldn't trade anything in the world for what that 1 week gave me. It changed my life, and I dare say it saved me in more ways than one. Thank you, Mount Hermon, for your dedication, your work, and your existence. You've probably saved more lives than you know. So isn't it so cool that in 2007, Emily came to camp for 1 week and had a life transformation? And so thank you to you all who are these restored masterpieces, and now we get to continue to join Jesus in his work of continuing to see lives transformed as they encounter Jesus and as they learn about their value and about God's love for them, and then they get to then go out and hopefully take that message with them as they go home. So thank you all. Thank you for your welcome to the family here. It's been great to just come down and get to know some of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support, and we really appreciate it. And goodbye from Kidder Creek.